朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
弟兄姊妹，弟兄姊妹，你要知道，他之所以那么做，是因为他在十字架上，他借着死败坏了掌死权的魔鬼。
The reason that he was able to set us free is because on the cross he already destroyed death.
那个控制死亡、那个带下死亡的魔鬼，已经借着他的死败坏了，被败坏了。
He already has defeated the devil who controls the sin.
所以当他在十字架上说成了的时候，弟兄姊妹，整个地大震动的。
So when he said it is finished on the cross, the entire earth shook.
整个人类历史的大事情了。
That is the greatest event in human history.
耶稣基督流血舍命，为着你，为着我。
Jesus Christ shed his blood and died for you and for me.
他满足了父神一切的要求。
He has satisfied all the requirements of the Father.
所以今天仇敌在我们身上没有任何的权柄的。
Therefore, the enemy has no ground and no power over us.
如果我们今天还活在仇敌的辖制底下，那是我们自己找的。
If we're still living under the bondage of the enemy, it's because we made it that way.
他是非法的在占有我们，在辖制我们。
His bondage over us is illegitimate.
所以在这里说，神的儿子基督释放了我们，叫我们得以自由，要站立得稳。不要再被奴仆的恶辖制。加拉太书五章一节。
Galatians chapter 5 verse 1 says, Stand fast therefore in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again by the yoke of bondage.
你有没有看到，不要再 entangled, 不要再被他缠住了。
Do not be entangled again.
神的儿子叫我自由，我就自由，因为他替我付了价值了。
The Son of God has made us free, and we are free indeed because he already paid the price.
以前我讲过一个故事，说在圣迭戈野生动物园，接到别人这个送来的一只狮子啊。
I told you a story before at San Diego, one animal zoo. Once they receive a gift, a lion from someone.
这个狮子是马戏团退休下来的啊，那个主人就把它捐给了San Diego 野生动物园。
This lion was donated to the zoo by a circus, and this lion retired from circus.
我们都不要太早退休哈。他被送到野生动物园去。
We should not retire too early, and he got sent to the zoo.
这个。你去过 San Diego, 你知道野生动物园那些狮子的那个 area, 那个区啊，它是很大的一个地方。
So if you've been to the wild animal zoo, you know that the area for the lion is actually quite big.
它有树，有草原，有凹下去的水沟，还有大盆石。
So actually, the place for the lion is actually very spacious with rocks, trees, and grass.
他们说这只狮子来了以后
，and they say that when the lion arrived,
它常常在大盆石上散步。
And then he would take a walk on that great rock.
他每次走了十七步就 make a U-turn.
Every time he walk to 17 steps, and then he would make a U-turn.
那个石头可能可以让他走五十步、一百步了，但是他走十七步他就 make a U-turn.
And yet the rock that he was walking on is much bigger, but yet he will always make a U-turn after 17 steps.
走回来，那个园子的那个管理员都在算，又走了十七步又 make a U-turn.
And then the guard will be counting after 17 steps, he will make another U-turn.
希望他出去玩。他都不出去了，就在那边17
They were hoping that he would just explore his space, but he would not do so. Just make U-turn after 17 steps.
所以后来动物园的主人，这个管理员后来跟这个马戏团的主人问他，说这个狮子为什么不喜欢出来运动
？Finally, the zookeeper asked the circus people why the behavior.
后来才晓得，原来他在马戏团的铁笼子里面，他只能走十七步。
So it turned out that while he was encaged, the cage was just big enough for him to make 17 steps.
所以每次碰到十七步，他就 make a U-turn 然后再走。
So the lion had to make a U-turn after 17 steps in each direction.
外面的栏杆、外面的限制全部不在了，他还在活在那个看不见的限制里面。
Yet now the visible cage and bars are all removed. Yet he still lives within that invisible cage.
外面笼子不在了，他的心灵仍然活在这个心灵里面的笼子。
The cage is long gone, but he still lives in that invisible cage.
弟兄姊妹，基督叫我们自由，我们就真自由了。
Yet Christ has set us free, and we are free indeed.
应该起来振翅。
We ought to stand up and lift up and soar on our wings.
应该跨出我们这个人原来所有的限制。
And we should step out of all the restrictions.
让我们在基督丰富的恩典里面能够不断地往前去。
So that we can march forward.In the riches of His mercy,
能够在神在我们身上那个美善的旨意里面，能够不住的往前去
，so that we can continue moving on in God's perfect will for us.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天我们千万不要以为自由是随便来的，它是 cost His life.
So please do not take our liberty lightly. It cost Jesus' life.
你要晓得，我们每一次的自由，我们得释放是耶稣基督的生命为我们买回来的。
We have to remember every time we are set free, it's because it was redeemed by Jesus' life.
我们如果还活在瑕疵底下，我们对不起他为我们的使命。
If we still live in bondage, we really fall short.
那是仇敌给我们的欺骗，那是仇敌非法在这里辖制我们。
Because that is the deception of the enemy. It's totally illegitimate.
所以一定要对自己里面不自由，要不甘心。
So we should not be willingly in bondage.
为什么我不能够自由的起来？
Why cannot,
为主而活？
Why cannot rise up and live for the Lord in freedom?
为什么我到今天还常常说我旧造的性情在这里辖制我？
Why am I still in bondage by the flesh and nature of my old nature?
为什么我在神的旨意中就是知道这么一点点，我还是天天为自己活？
Why is that I still know so little about God's will and I still live for myself?
神这么伟大，他的旨意这么伟大，为什么我到现在只知道这么一点点？
God is so great and His will is so great. How come I only know so little right now?
要不甘心被限制，你不要说十七步，弄不好我们只有三步而已。
We should not be willingly limited, not even 17 steps.
我们整个被卡住了。
We're all stuck there.
弟兄姊妹，对不起，又太激动。我们求神帮助我们自由。
May the Lord help us to be free.
要不甘心自己被辖制。
We shouldn't be willingly in bondage.
那是耶稣基督用他的生命买来的自由啊。
Because the liberty has been purchased and redeemed by the life of Jesus Christ.
而在圣灵里面的自由，它的前提就是我们在基督里能够接受他的救赎，而在基督里来接受他的生命，在里面活过来。
And yet the premise of being free in the Holy Spirit is that we receive the salvation.The redemption of Jesus Christ and be alive in Christ.
所以在这里，约翰福音告诉我们第五章，他说：“死人要听见神儿子的声音，听见的人就要活过来。”
So in John chapter 5 verse 25, it says, "The dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live."
我们昨天在那个前两天在山上这个同工退休会的时候。
During the co-workers retreat last weekend,
我特别用以西结书三十七章，耶和华神是领我们出坟墓的神。
So I preached on Ezekiel chapter 37. It says, "The Lord is the God who leads us out of our graves."
以西结看到的整个平原全是骸骨，枯干的骨头，不仅仅多，而且极其枯干。
What Ezekiel saw in the vision in the valley is that there are bones, dead bones, many dead bones.
就我们看自己，我们看周围的环境，全都是死亡。
If we look at ourselves and all the circumstances around us, it's nothing but death.
没有多少真正是活在基督里，活在圣灵里的。
How many actually live in the freedom of Holy Spirit?
但是弟兄姊妹，主耶稣在这里要做一件奇妙的事情。
But yet the Lord Jesus is doing something wonderful here.
他对我们说话，使人听见神儿子的声音，就都要活过来。
He will speak to us, and those who are dead will hear.When they hear God's voice, will live.
当神的话临到我们，当神的救恩临到我们的时候
，When the word of God come to us, when the redemption come to us,
它能够叫我们活起来。
It will cause us to come back to life.
听见神儿子的声音，我们就活了。
When we hear the voice of Son of God, we will live.
罗马书第六章第四节，他说我们受洗是借着洗礼归入基督的死。
So, Romans chapter 6 verse 4 it says when we are baptized with we're baptized actually into death.
和他一同埋葬。
We're buried with Christ.
那么现在开始活着的就不再是我了，是基督在我里面活。
So when we come out of the water, it's no longer I, but Christ lives within us.
所以埋葬的目的。
So the purpose of being buried.
就是 deny, 否定、拒绝，再也不要我这个原来的于宏杰了。
It's to reject and it's deny the old.Pastor you.
所以当我从水里面上来的时候
So when I come out of the water,
再也不是我了 乃是基督在我里面活弟兄姊妹这都是圣经的真理大家都很熟的
It is no longer I but Christ with me lives within me. This is all truth in the Bible that we're familiar with.
那如果我们真理真懂的话，底下的这句话就应该在我们身上呢，一举一动有新生的样式。
But if we truly understand that truth, then the following statement will become a reality that we will live in the newest life.
弟兄姊妹，我们看看我们自己跟我们周围的人啊。
But if we look at ourselves and people around us,
有多少人当他真活在生命里的时候，他那个一举一动有新生的样式，是我们常看的。
Do we see often people who live in the newest life?
你看看我们骂人都是，你看你那副死相。
So whenever we rebuke someone, we say, you, that person.
对不对？你气死我了，我烦死了，我累死了，什么东西都叫我死。
I'm so angry to death, I'm so bored to death. Everything causes to be dead.
我们这个人太容易在死亡的境界里面。
Because we easily fall into the condition of death.
所以我们要能够自由，先要在基督里活过来。
So in order to be free, we have to be alive in Christ first.
基督已经把他生命给我们了，叫我们活着不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活。
Christ has already given us his life so that it is no longer I, but Christ that lives within us.
所以我们受洗埋葬，为的是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式。
So when we get baptized, we were buried so that when we come backTo life, we will live in the newest of life.
所以到了十一节，他说：“这样你们看罪也当看自己是像罪，应当看自己是死的。”
Likewise, you also reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin.
因为已死的人已经脱离了罪。
Because those who are dead are apart from sin.
然后向神在基督耶稣里看自己是活的。
But alive to God in Christ Jesus.
所以我们每一个的现在都应该停下来问自己。
So every one of us ought to pause right now and think about it.
我现在是活着的吗？
And ask ourselves, am I alive?
Am I alive?
Am I alive?
随时，你开车开到一半，洗碗洗到一半，
so, maybe,
做任何事情做到一半，不妨都停下来问说， am I alive?
Whenever we're doing, whether we're washing dishes, we're driving, let's take a pause and ask ourselves, am I alive?
如果没有的话，
if not,
我们要看罪，看自己是死的，向神在基督耶稣里看自己是活的。我在主的面前活。
We ought to consider ourselves dead to sin and to the world, and be alive in God.
我们那不仅仅自己能够活起来，提醒自己活在基督里啊。
Not only that, we ought to remind ourselves to be alive in Christ.
那我们退休会的题目是。不仅仅 be alive, 要 make it alive.
So the theme of the co-workers retreat is not only that we will be alive, but make it alive.
不仅仅因为我转向了主。
Not only because I turn back to God.
不仅仅因为我接受了圣灵在我身上的运行。
And I receive the work of the Holy Spirit within me.
让我自己活起来。
So that I become alive.
因为罗马书八章六节不仅仅讲随从肉体的事实，也说体贴圣灵的乃是生命和平安。
And Romans chapter 8 verse 6 also says that those who are mindful of the Spirit is peace and joy.
所以当我真随从圣灵的时候，我是生命，我就是活的，我是平安。
So whenever we follow the Holy Spirit, then we are alive and we enjoy life and peace.
所以当我自己活的时候，
So when I am alive myself,
我不要光自己活，我要让我周围的人，让我的服事，让我的生活，所有跟我有关的能够被 make alive.
And I want to make it alive to people around us and my life and my service.
所以我们退休会有一个很大的盼望，我们虽然还没有 action item, 没有回来怎么做。
So during the co-worker retreat, we have this great hope and expectation, even though we don't have action plan.
我们希望我们整年都为一件事情祷告。
We hope that throughout this year, we will pray for one thing.
不仅有更多的人是活的，是活人。
Not only more people will become alive.
你们不要以为我在骂你们哈，我不是在骂你们，因为圣经上。约翰一书五章十二节也说，人有神的儿子就有生命，没有神的儿子就没生命。
So please do not think I'm scolding you. John chapter 5 verse 12, it says, anyone who has life, has the Son of God has life.
我如果不活在基督里，在神的眼中就是死人。
So if we do not live in Christ, and then in God's eyes, we are still dead.
就是死在罪恶过犯中的人，根本就是死的，神不看的。
And then we are those dead in our transgressions.
所以当我活起来的时候，我怎么样子能够帮助我各样的侍奉，各样的聚会能够活起来。
But after I become alive myself, how can I help people around me and also my service to be alive?
请大家一起接受这个挑战，我们一起来，好不好？
Let us all receive this challenge together and work together.
我们参加小组聚会也好，参加祷告会也好，参加掰饼聚会也好，我们都让它活起来。
So when we are in the communion meeting, in the small group meeting, and prayer meetings, let's help to make it alive.
如果每次礼拜五聚会，我们都只是来到这里要听听人家对我怎么说，弟兄姊妹聚会活不起来的。
If we always come to our small group meetings and just passively wait to see what others have to say, the meeting cannot be alive.
如果我们主日早上在这里唱诗，都要靠这个上 leader 或 worship team 把大家死拉活拉的拉起来，弟兄姊妹那很辛苦的。
It is very difficult if we only depend on the song leader to lift us up spiritually.
你看圣经上讲，锡安的子民等候要来赞美你。
The Bible says the people of Zion are waiting to praise you.
我相信 Aaron 一定很高兴哈。如果站上来发现已经坐到后面都满了，大家 ready to go.
I'm sure. Aaron will be so happy whenever he stands on the pulpit and sees people are filled here and waiting to go.
大家都准备好要来赞美神，不是只有小猫两三次迟到的一大堆。
And then everyone will be ready to praise God instead of being late.
小组聚会是这样，祷告聚会是这样子，任何聚会都是这样。
Same with small group meeting and any meetings.
我们讲到也是一样，弟兄姊妹，你不要以为我这个叫做活，这些动不见得要活，里面活。你们也要活。
The same principle for preachers. Please do not think that emotional speech is actually being alive.
我自己是传道人，我知道的。很多的时候去一些地方聚会，我碰到了铜墙铁壁，你知道。
Being a preacher, I understand what I'm talking about. Sometimes I go to a church and I feel what I'm meeting is a dead wall.
我所有讲出去的话都 bounce back.
All my words will bounce back to me.
大家当然坐在里面奄奄一息。
The audience will be.Just very dead and passive.
但是我也去过一些聚会，在我们去之前40天，他们就宣告禁食。
But then I also been to some churches that before we our arrival, they were fasting and praying for 40 days.
他们排着班禁食祷告，为着要来的特会。
They take turn fasting and praying for the upcoming conference.
你就发现一进到那个会中，整个会场就是活着，神的同在真实的。
Soon as you step into the meeting, you feel.The alive atmosphere, the entire place was alive.
所以我们要要求不光自己活过来，我们要让我们的侍奉，要让我们的聚会活过来。
So not only that we have to be alive ourselves, but we want our service to be alive too.
一月一号，我用以西结书第一章讲到四活物的时候。
On January 1st, I preach on Ezekiel chapter 1 on the four living creatures.
在四活物身上有一个很大的特点，就是当他们往前去的时候，旁边有大的轮子跟着他。
There's a great characteristic of these four living creatures that whenever they move, there were big wheels around them and they move together.
他是能够带下神的行动的人。
Because such people can bring about the movement of God.
那里面有一个很重要的原因。就是活物的灵在轮中。
One very important reason is that the spirit of the living creature is actually in the wheel.
就是他把他整个人、整个的生命、整个的 passion 放在他的侍奉、放在他的聚会里面。
In other words, these creatures they put their entire being and passion and life.In their ministry.
所以他到哪里去能够把神的工作带去把神的旨意带去
So wherever they go they will bring about God's will and God's movement.
我那天在讲的时候我就挑战弟兄姊妹我说一个最典型的例子就是我们在唱诗的时候
That day I challenge brothers and sisters A typical example is when we sing songs
我们唱诗的时候有没有把我这个人的灵放在我所唱的诗歌里面
When we sing songs do we put our spirit in our singing
当我真把自己放在诗歌里的时候每一句话都会成为我的祝福
If we really put ourselves in our singing, then all the lyrics would become a blessing for me.
我唱完一首歌，我整个人灵好像洗了一个澡一样，干干净净，清清爽爽。
And then after we sing, then we will be like taking a spiritual shower. We feel refreshed.
当我真把我的灵放在我的敬拜里面的时候，我会真觉得我被带到宝座面前。
When I actually put my spirit in my worship, I will feel that I'm actually brought before the throne.
那弟兄姊妹，我们听到也是这样，我们交通也是这样，要把自己放在我的侍奉里面。
The same principle applies when we listen to sermons and when we fellowship. We have to put our spirit in our.
我们当招待也是一样，不是人家来发一个单子就是了。
And also, likewise, when we serve as an usher, we don't just mechanically pass out the program sheet.
你那个笑容就让他好像看见耶稣一样。
Your smile will make people seem to be seeing Jesus.
你对他的欢迎，对他的爱，让他觉得真回到神家来了。
Your warm welcome will make people feel they come back to house of God.
对不起，高翔，不晓得会不会招待组都辞职了哈。
I hope ushers will not resign after this.
我们做任何事情都这样。你看《使徒行传》那些管饭食的，都是圣灵充满。大有能力和智慧的人。
So, the same with all ministries, like in the book of Acts, those who care about the food ministry, they are actually filled with the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，不要小看神家没有一件小事情。
Please do not take any little service lightly.
每一件事情都应该 make it alive, 让它活起来。
We shall make any ministry, any service alive.
我看到弟兄们在那里那么认真的扫厕所的时候，他扫厕所的事情就让我里面活过来了。
When I see brothers and diligently cleaning the bathroom, their diligence will make me alive.
我碰到基督那个谦卑那个服侍人的生命在他们的里面。
Because I see that humble serving spirit in them.
他自己活，他也 make me alive.
When they are alive, and they also make me alive.
我们在退休会说要不仅仅要 make it alive, 要 stay alive together, 要能够持续的活，而且是一起来活。
And not only that, we will make it alive, we will stay alive together.
弟兄姊妹，我看你们根本都没表情了，吓坏了是不是？这是我们的挑战，对不对
？And that is our challenge, right?
Yeah, 你要知道我们传道人也常常受挑战的。你们不 alive, 我们道讲不出来的。
You know, we preachers are challenged often. If you are not alive, we cannot preach well.
我常常举 Austin Sparks 斯派克弟兄的例子。他到台湾来，他第一次来台湾，他从来没来过台湾。
I often give an example of Brother Austin Sparks when he came to Taiwan for the first time.
他说他第一次接触这样东方的弟兄姊妹这么爱主哈。
That was his first time he ever encountered Asian brothers and sisters who loved
the Lord
so much.
整个聚会对主这么渴慕，聚会这么活，他说他的信息是被弟兄姊妹的渴慕吸出来的。
And because brothers and sisters were so thirsty and loving the Lord, and then he says his messages were actually drawn out by the thirst of brothers and sisters.
他自己虽然是在这里讲道，但是他觉得整个话语的力量、权柄、那个生命，都是弟兄姊妹渴慕把它给吸出来的。
Even though he was the one that was preaching, but he felt that the entire message was actually drawn by the brothers and sisters.
所以我求求你们，让我更属灵。
So I beg you to make me more spiritual.
也让我的讲道能够更活。我讲道不活，你们也有责任的。
And I beg you to help me to make my preaching more alive, because you have a part of it.
我不是推卸责任，小组组长带查经不好，组员也有关系。
And the same thing, when the Bible study leader does not do a good job, the members have a part of it.
诗歌带不好，唱的人也很有关系。我都不是替他们托辞哈。
If the worship is not good, the singers, the members have a part of it.
播饼聚会好不好，都跟弟兄姊妹有关。我们要活起来。
And our communion meeting has to do with everyone.
Be alive, 要活过来。
Be alive.
然后要 make it alive, 要帮助所有的侍奉聚会活起来。
And make alive and help all the services to be alive.
然后要 keep stay alive,
and then we shall keep alive together.
谢谢 together, 要一起活过来。
Together we stay alive.
最后主就是那灵，主的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。
Lastly, now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty.
我列的这几节圣经都太宝贵了，每一节都宝贵哈，请你们一定要把它背起来。
So hopefully we will memorize together these precious verses.
首先呢，亚当成为有灵的活人。
The first man Adam became a living being.
你也不要小看这件事情哈，也只有人，神独独向人吹气，把灵给他。
Please do not take it lightly. Among all God's creation, God only breathed His breath to men to make them alive.
也只有人是照着神的形象和样式造的。
Only man was created after God's likeness and image.
但是末后的亚当讲到基督。
But yet the last Adam, which is Christ,
成了叫人活的灵。
Became a life-giving spirit.
A life-giving spirit. 我最喜欢这个翻译。
How I love that translation.
任何时候你跟基督接触，任何时候跟圣灵接触，它都是一个 life-giving spirit.
Anytime we're connected with Christ, with the Holy Spirit, we're connected with this life-giving spirit.
它都会叫我活过来的。
And it will cause us to be alive.
Try him.
So we can try it, brothers and sisters.
转向他。
Turn around, turn to him.
就像你聚会的时候很辛苦、很累、很疲倦，昨天晚上没睡好，或者早上太太跟你吵架。
Maybe you didn't sleep well. Maybe you had a fight with your spouse, and then you're very tired right now.
转向耶稣。
Turn to Jesus.
转向圣灵。
Turn to the Holy Spirit.
当我们一转向他们的时候
，As soon as we turn to them,
主就是那灵。
The Lord is the Spirit.
主的灵在哪里，哪里就得自由。
Wherever the Spirit is, there is liberty.
我就不再成为情绪的。
I'm no longer enslaved by my emotions.
今天太多人成为情绪的奴隶，
对
不对，阿爸们？
So many people are enslaved by their own emotions.
今天早上来那个情绪很好的，请举手。
Please raise your hand if you were in good mood.
你看吧，也只有一半，表示一半的人情绪，不管是不好或是。
Only half. So maybe the other half were in bad mood or so-so.
会影响我们今天心情的都。这东西实在太多了。
There's so many things that can affect our mood.
但弟兄姊妹，我们要自由。
But brothers and sisters, we ought to be free.
不仅仅在罪里面，我们不再被罪捆绑。
Not only that, we will no longer be bound by sin.
不再被肉体捆绑，不再被世界捆绑。
No longer be bound by flesh or the world.
我也不被我这个人捆绑。
And I will not be bound by my old self.
任何时候我跟基督相遇，主就是那灵。
Anytime I'm connected with Christ, Christ is that spirit.
那个灵是一个 life-giving spirit. 末后的亚当成了叫人活的灵。
And that spirit is the life-giving spirit. The last Adam is the life-giving spirit.
他一直要做的事情就是叫我们活过来。
And what he's continuing to do is to cause us to be alive.
让别人也能够享受我们活过来。
And other people can enjoy our liveliness.
弟兄姊妹，你知道你活过来的时候，最蒙福的人就是我们周围的人。
Do you know that when we are alive, the people who are blessed the most are people around us?
因为我们活出来的是基督。
Because what that we can live out Christ.
我们里面生命是什么，我们出来的就是什么。
Because our inner life will be manifested outwardly.
我拿一杯白水在这里，我如果丢柠檬进去，这个水就是柠檬的味道。
If I have a cup of water and I throw some lemon, and that water will have lemon flavor.
你到一些旅馆里面去，他丢香瓜或是丢草莓，那个味道就换一个味道。
And then if some put cantaloupe or strawberry, and the water will have different flavor.
我们是什么样子的人，就带出什么样子的侍奉，
so,
就产生什么样子的影响力。
So actually, our own life would dictate our service and our influence.
我们里面出来的如果不是基督，我们不可能叫人家得基督的。
If we do not live out Christ, we cannot cause others to receive Christ.
所以当我活起来的时候，周围的人都要蒙福的。
Therefore, when I am alive, people around me will be blessed.
那如果我能够再靠主的恩典进一步，也帮助他们活起来的话，我们都一起蒙福。
Then, if by God's grace I can help others to be alive, then we can all be blessed together.
第二个，叫人活的乃是灵，肉体是无益的。
And it says, the spirit that gives life, the flesh, profits nothing.
所以你不要从外面去学。
So we cannot just imitate outwardly.
那个活也不在于你蹦蹦跳跳的那个才叫活，很多是死的。
It doesn't mean that if you are emotion or very active physically, that means alive. No, sometimes that is also death.
因为真正的活是灵里面的，不是肉体的，不是外面的。
Because what we're talking about is the life in the spirit, not in the flesh.
很多人想用肉体用方法来叫人活起来，那个是无益的。
Some wants to make other people alive through physical or flesh. That profits nothing.
我曾经看过一些聚会，根本聚会都还不知道要唱什么诗歌，只是那边那个乐队在那边试着打打鼓啊，就有人跑出来已经开始跳了。
So
我不知道他在跳什么。
I've been to meetings. Even before the worship starts, people will come out and jumping around.
他只是享受那个节奏的快感。
They just enjoy the pleasure of the rhythm.
叫人活的是灵，肉体无益的。
But actually, it's the spirit that gives life.
他在下一句主就说：“我对你们说的话就是灵，就是生命。”
The flesh profits nothing. And then the Lord says, "The words I speak to you is the spirit and is life."
所以我们要真的预备一个真诚的心，每一次跟主的话接触，每一次跟圣灵接触，每一次跟主接触，你要知道有一件事情要发生，我要活过来的。
So we have to prepare our sincere heart every time we are connected with the Lord with His words and with His Spirit will be come back to life.
所以下一句话，哥林多后书三章六节，字句叫人死，经意叫人活。原文翻译作圣灵叫人活。
So then 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 6 it says the letter kills but the spirit gives life.
请大家记得哈，如果你今天读圣经只是纯粹从知识从道理的角度去读，它对你不能叫你活的。
So today, if when we read the Bible, if we just read it intellectually, the knowledge will not cause us to be.
你洋洋洒洒写了几百页的神学著作，如果不在圣灵里，它不会叫你活的。
If we read a great article, if it's not written in the Spirit, or if we don't read it in the Spirit, it will not give us life.
就说我对你们说的话就是灵，就是生命。
And the Lord says, the words I speak to you is spirit and is life.
所以当我们每一次在圣灵里来读经。在生命里面来读经的时候，都让我们碰到那位 life-giving spirit.
So if we read the Bible in the spirit, we will encounter that life-giving spirit.
因为圣灵要叫人活，字句是叫人死的。
Because it is the Holy Spirit that gives life, the letters kill.
所以我常常要求我们教会带查经的弟兄姊妹，你不要随便去翻那么多的参考书，甚至先不要看我的预查，先让圣灵对我们说话。
That is why I require Bible study leaders to don't just go to references or even to study the pre-study materials, but let the Holy Spirit speak to you.
我们查圣经，我们看教会的预查，是为了避免我们错。我们也在主的面前谦卑地接受别人的丰富。
So, if we read pre-study materials or references, it's because we humbly we want to be corrected. We don't want to go astray.
但是绝对不能够替代圣灵第一手对我们说话。
But that should never replace the first-hand instruction from the Holy Spirit.
字句叫人死，神的灵叫人活。
Because the letters kill, but the Spirit gives life.
最后，罗马书八章二节，赐生命圣灵的律在基督里释放了我，叫我脱离罪和死的律了。
So the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made of me free from the law of sin and death.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，这些经文都太宝贵了哈！天天一直在那里运行的圣灵，是一个赐生命的灵。
So these scriptures are so precious. The spirit that keeps working within us is the life-giving spirit.
他在基督里面释放我们。
He has set us free in Christ Jesus.
叫我们可以脱离罪和死的律。
So that we can be set free from the law of sin and death.
所以以弗所书三章二十节，神能够照着那正在我们里面运行的大力。
Ephesians chapter 3 says, God can, according to the great power that works within us.
要充充足足的成就一切超过我们所求所想的
accomplish far beyond what we can think or imagine
你千万不要以为我是要一个Honda结果神给我一个 Lexus
Please do not interpret that I was wishing for a Honda but the Lord gave me a Lexus
哦，弟兄姊妹圣灵在我们里面做的工作远超过今天今生所有外面的祝福
So the work of the Holy Spirit within us is far greater and beyond All the blessings in this world.
此生命圣灵的律在基督里释放了我们，叫我们可以脱离罪和死的律。
The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free from the law of sin and death.
不仅仅这样，能够让我们在基督里享受丰盛的生命和自由。
Not only so, but we can in the Holy Spirit enjoy the abundant life and freedom in Christ.
基督释放了我们，叫我们得以自由。
The Christ has set us free so that we can be free.
要站立得稳。
Stand fast.
不要再被奴仆的轭辖制。
Do not be entangled by the bondage of slaves.
不要再 entangled, 不要再被 entangled.
朋友，你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。